right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight?
It's a week later, and I still feel like I'm stuffed with turkey.
Yeah.
And stuffing, and sweet potato pie, cherry pie, apple pie, pumpkin pie.
Jeez. Do you eat any food?
Turkey. Stuffing, vegetables.
As you know, I no longer have the capacity that I once had to enjoy this holiday.
Right.
And I always feel like I want to eat much more than is possible. But then I can't.
Yeah, my wife is going through that.
Oh, is that right?
She cannot eat a lot anymore.
Because of the festering parasite within?
Yes, because of my spawn within. It's like the one thing she keeps saying, I can't eat a lot anymore. So
I see.
I ate everything that was left on her plate.
Well, let's...
Plus everything that was on my plate.
And a few plates after.
Sure.
Let's, for a moment...
All right.
Say, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
The podcast.
Thank you. Episode 212.
Right.
And we're calling this one Relax, Corn Boy. Here it is.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all we're going to say about it.
So.
There it is.
Here it is.
And a few other announcements before we get back into addressing our holiday.
Sure.
And then there's a show to be done.
I didn't get groped at the airport.
Okay, let's finish.
Right, I'm sorry.
Okay, you want to check out everything we're doing, of course, you can go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com. That is the home base for this program and another program called Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM Experience.
That is correct.
Which you can hear on Sirius 197 XM 202 every other week or so around midnight on Saturday.
Which on occasion is an almost completely mostly different show than this one.
Yeah, it is. It usually is. Has its own contests.
That's what I'm saying.
Its own prizes. It's a separate entity.
That's right.
Two programs around here. And pretty soon, a third program coming in January.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
I know. I'm believing you.
I'm just saying. E-Rock is producing.
You know what? That's why I believe you.
E-Rock's producing.
I think that E-Rock has the wherewithal and the go-ahead to do this project
and
to make it happen.
And we have, I think, Production Tim coming on board of that project as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Does Production Tim know that?
I do believe Production Tim does know that. Well, I mean,
I just wanted to make sure.
This is the early stages, sir.
Right. Okay. I understand.
So once all those ducks are in a row, right, then, you know, we might be able to, you know, we'll be able to talk more about it then.
Right.
Not, I have this announcement also.
Okay. Go for it.
Big Kev's Eat Stuff will be the website, will be one of the websites. Actually, that'll be the home-based website, but there'll be another way you can access it through the new name of the project.
Oh, it's got a new name?
New name.
Oh, what's that?
Not releasing it here.
Oh, well, fine.
Not just yet.
Okay.
But soon.
All right.
So there's that. Other things coming to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the entertainment experience.
Right.
Include a brand new Doctor Who segment.
So I've heard.
Featuring our own Doctor Who correspondent, Fiona.
Well, well, well.
Now, we're still trying to brand this one, so we're going to open this episode this week with a contest.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. A Doctor Who contest.
Wow.
Yes. So a fabulous prize will be given to the person who can help us. Now, we're not saying we're going to use your idea specifically, but we're looking for some ideas.
Sure.
Okay. To name this segment that we're going to be doing starting in January to cover Doctor Who related products, and so on and so forth. Here's the information we have so far that we can give you. Her name is Fiona.
Right.
Which is a cool and interesting and different name. She is not offended by the title Fifi.
Oh, good.
She is an avid Doctor Who fan.
Okay.
And she is 12 years old.
Nice.
Going on 13.
So it's Lil Fifi's Who stuff.
But see, that's the point, sir. We don't want to just dabble like that.
I mean,
that's pretty good, OG. We
I'm
might
putting
have to
that
cancel
out there.
The contest.
I'm putting that out there so no one else submits it.
Right. also one you cannot use, but what we are considering at this time is my cat ate my sonic screwdriver.
That sounds like a trip to the vet.
So what we want for you to do is to name our Doctor Who segment featuring Fiona. And so there, I know there's some avid, rabid Doctor Who fans out there who have been saying for years, why don't you ever cover Doctor Who? And the answer is because the only thing we could cover Doctor Who in is shit. So we're going to leave it up to the professionals, in this case, 12/13-year-old Fiona from Connecticut, who is going to be doing all of our Doctor Who correspondence work.
Now, we're not saying that, just to clarify, because, you know, sometimes people get uppity. We're not saying Doctor Who is shit.
No.
We're just saying that neither of us know shit about it.
Exactly.
All right.
And
just to clarify.
Right.
Because I want to.
We've gone out and we've found a professional
right.
who's going to be contributing to this program. And we're in the branding stage right now. We have hired her. She is on board. She already has things that she wants to do. However, we have not branded the segment.
Let's be honest. She was too young to work in the warehouse. Child labor laws would prevent that.
We don't know. None of that.
Sorry.
We don't discuss any of that.
Sorry. My bad.
What we discuss is the contest. So right. You want to go right away to the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And given the data that we've given you, we want a clever name for the segment.
Right.
Now, we've had other segment names in the past, like the D&D Weekly Update.
Yes.
Was a segment. We also had the Just Mike Minute.
We did have the Just Mike Minute.
Right. We also had
Angry Dan's Random Rants.
That's true. We did have those. We also had what was the one I was going to say? The one from Mr. Fantastics and That's News to Me.
Oh, and That's News to Me.
So, I mean, we've had some ones in the past. So we're looking for another
that's
one.
That's Where I Stand.
That's Where I Stand, of course.
Still a bit, right?
How could I forget? So go over to the GVM line and help us out. Now, we're not saying we're going to use your idea necessarily. We have a bunch of ideas kicking around, and we may at some point pick several of those ideas and put it out to a vote.
I just came up with another idea.
I don't know.
But I'll submit it anonymously.
You should submit it anonymously because you can get a prize out of it, sir.
Nice.
There is a prize for this
prize.
One. And yes, and it's a nice prize. So there you go.
All right. So while we're talking quickly about contests, why don't we just remind some people about the contest we currently have going on.
Okay.
That would be the Star Wars Visions book contest.
Right.
Going on over at the message boards mm-hmm. right now. Listen to episode 211 if you want to find out how to enter. Go over to the message boards. There are a handful of entries up there right now.
Oh, yeah?
And both of them pretty good. So.
And both of them?
I'm just saying.
A handful and both of them.
Then that's right. It's what? It's like... If you have small hands, two could fill it up.
Okay.
Just putting it out there.
Don't forget,
you have until December 15th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to enter that contest.
Did we check? Did we verify that was the date and time?
Yeah, it is now.
Okay.
And if I'm saying if you go back to 211 and you call in and correct me because we've changed the date or time, perhaps, maybe I won't send you something. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right.
And remember to start all correspondence with OG should begin, hey, Kev.
All voicemails will be saved. All emails will be saved, provided they're sent to the show website. Any emails sent to me or tweets sent directly to me, ignored and deleted immediately upon receiving them. I continue to do that. And some of you probably wonder why you don't get responses.
That's
correct.
The
right word?
Yeah.
And that's why. So there you go. All you smart asses out there, deleted and ignored promptly. Blocking is next.
Right. So if you want to reach me, Big Kev, of course, you can do that directly over at geekstuffog@gmail.com.
Immediate deletion.
And
set it up as a filter.
My personal Twitter, geekstuffog, @geekstuffog, I think is how the Twitter works, right?
Yep.
So there it is.
They all get blocked immediately. It's all set up. Filters. It's all filters.
All filters.
That's it.
Hey, Kev just appears in it.
Boom.
Right out.
Right to the block category.
Unbelievable.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Uh-huh.
So there are two things that we could talk about that's happened since we've done our last show.
Okay.
I don't know which one I care less about.
Whoa.
One is the possible villain rumor this week is, or last week, or ongoing, is Hugo Strange.
Uh-huh. That's not exciting.
And the other one is a CGI'd Heath Ledger appearance.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently there was a bunch of footage from Dark Knight that was edited out and that exists.
Right.
And there has been some talk that in some way there may be a small cameo. Now, when I say small cameo, I might mean it could be a fleeting glimpse.
Right.
Okay. Now, that being said, I'm okay with that. Because I think we've actually talked about this on the show before. Let's say, just for the sake of argument, that for some reason Batman has to go to Arkham.
Right.
Maybe a fleeting glimpse of the Joker in a cell totally would be acceptable. He's alive at the end of Dark Knight.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with acknowledging the character and having him in Arkham.
Right.
But that works.
I don't think there's a problem with that. And, you know, I know exactly how they're going to do this, too.
Okay.
They're going to do the old Jeff Bridges in Tron way doing it. And the way, by the way. What I was going to say, the way that we have placed me.
Yes, you. Right.
In the original Tron teaser trailer.
Right.
Which you should be able to check out over at the website pretty soon. My understanding is Production Tim has that piece and is spiffying it up for the website. I guess that they could do it exactly that way or some probably professional variation thereof.
Thereof, right. Okay. Right.
So, I don't have a problem with this. I hope that Heath Ledger's family and people, I hope they don't have a problem with it, is what I'm hoping.
From what I hear, if that is actually the case and it's actually going to happen, I think that Nolan intends to get permission from the family before moving forward with it.
Right.
So
that would be cool.
So there's that.
And Hugo Strange as a villain for a film, I think is grossly underwhelming.
All right. I can go with grossly underwhelming.
I think it's probably not a great choice coming off the Joker. But then we've said who would be a good choice coming off the Joker. We couldn't really come up with anyone.
Well, who knows? Hugo Strange could also be, you know, a myriad. He could be a smaller role. It could be him and, right, you know, Hugo Strange plus
right
villain Y.
Can I also say, by the way, recently I watched with our XM, our Sirius XM producer, E-Rock.
Yeah.
We recently watched together Under the Red Hood.
Okay.
The Batman animated piece.
Yes.
It was awesome. It was awesome. 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 Absolutely awesome. So if you haven't checked that out, you should.
Okay.
There. Just want to plug that in there.
Just putting it out there.
Yes, sir.
All right. So how about Dennis Leary joining the cast of Spider-Man as George Stacy?
Who cares?
Exactly. How about
nobody gives a shit about that
how
movie.
About changing Spider-Man's costume for the movie to detract from the spider bulge?
The spider bulge?
Yeah, his apparently. There are concerns that because he's in a
you don't
tight
have
outfit,
you know you could you don't have to be vulgar, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Trying to his work clean schmeen? Here. His nether regions.
His peach.
Some such thing.
Some such thing. So yeah,
something which may cause a bulge.
They are talking about making a change to the costume.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that change is exactly.
Putting something in there
to reduce it.
Yeah.
That there was concern that the bulge was too big. Do you think this is Disney's input?
Probably.
No spider bulge?
Probably. Yeah. I would say probably it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again. Yeah. Spider-Man movie. Meh.
Gore Verbinski confirming that he's doing the Lone Ranger.
Really?
Yep. Lone Ranger film for Disney, which makes sense because doesn't he almost work exclusively for Disney these days?
In recent years, right?
Am I missing something? Did he do something big that someone's going to yell at me for that he did that wasn't Disney?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But all I can think of is the Disney films that he's done. So. Wow. And I'm assuming it will be some sort of origin tale?
Nothing yet concrete confirmed. As far as what the story is.
Well, that'd be interesting casting.
So yeah,
I'll put that out there. It'd be some interesting casting for that flick.
So there.
Okay.
It's gonna be Johnny Depp.
There's no way.
Why not?
No way.
Gore Verbinski clearly has a love affair with Johnny Depp. Disney loves Johnny Depp.
Listen, the Lone Ranger is kind of the Superman of the Old West.
Yes, I understand.
He does not have the jaw for the Lone Ranger. He just doesn't. I'm thinking like John Hamm.
Oh, you know what? I just remembered. Yes. We talked about this. Depp is in the movie. Or Depp was rumored to be in the movie,
in
but
the
not
Lone
as
Ranger
Lone Ranger.
Movie? No.
As Tonto.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, there's.
That's not good either.
No.
I think more like a John Hamm. Is that his name? John Hamm?
The bloke from
Mad Men?
From Mad Men, yes.
Yeah,
John
I'm
Hamm.
I'm thinking more like him or, I don't know. Him is primarily who I'm thinking.
Right. So, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right, Whedon this week.
Uh-huh, what
there was,
now?
There, well, there's a Buffy movie happening that Whedon's not involved in.
Oh, that's still going forward?
That is still going forward. So,
God, I thought that got trashed like 2 years ago.
He came out with a statement regarding it.
This is a while ago.
No, just recently. He came out with a statement last week. He came out with a statement and, you know, there was a bunch of things he said, like, you know, obviously there are no legal grounds for me to pursue anything. And, you know, I always wanted to see the movie franchise move forward, whether
Buffy
or not
without
I was
me.
Be involved in it. He made a comment about taking things and re-energizing things that may not need to be brought back so soon.
Okay.
The part of the quote that I really liked, though, was, I can now, however, take this time to announce that I'm making a Batman movie. Because there's a franchise that truly needs updating. So look for The Dark Knight Rises way earlier than that other one, and also more cheaply, and in Toronto, rebooting in a theater near you.
It's a funny joke.
I thought that was a funny joke.
Uh-huh.
So then on the tails of that, now some insider from the studio is saying that Whedon was offered the role, but passed on it, or offered a spot, but passed on it.
As far as like producer or right. writer or something?
And I'm saying bullshit.
Calling Bravo Sierra.
I'm calling Bravo Sierra. Not because I think that he wouldn't pass on it, but I don't think that he would be so vehement and so jokey about it moving forward without him acknowledging that he was offered the opportunity and passed on it.
Okay.
He just doesn't see, he's always been pretty honest.
Right.
With his fan base.
Uh-huh.
And I think that if he was truly offered it, and he kind of knows that there's a fervor about this. I think right. that if he was truly offered it and turned it down, he probably would have mentioned that by now.
Mm.
And maybe given it his blessing or something
so
along those lines.
So this insider person.
Is... Right. It's an insider who is not named according right. to, you know, I think it might have been
is
the Hollywood
Harry...
Reporter.
Is it Harry Knowles?
Yeah. Who knows? So I could be proven wrong. But for right now, I'm saying Bravo Sierra.
Okay. Good enough. Hey, by the way, did you see the cover of Entertainment Weekly last week?
What
Best
was last
new
week?
Show of the year.
I know.
Walking Dead.
Yes, I did see that. I'm sorry. The new one just came in the mail today, and it enraged me. So,
what was the cover?
It was Taylor Swift.
Oh, gravy.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Yes, Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead. Best new show of the year, according to EW, and according to every other person on the planet.
Except for those naysayers that apparently you talk to on occasion.
What naysayers?
Last week during the positive episode? Those people that were saying that
oh,
it's not
yeah.
close enough like the book.
Oh, yeah.
Blah, blah,
but,
blah.
Well, I mean real people.
Right.
Not people who sit in comic book stores and spout their nonsense.
Right.
Because that's their audience. I'm going to be cool. I'm going to say that it's not a good show, man. Because everybody says it's a good show, but I'm like outside of the box. And I don't agree with anybody. I'm controversial. For controversy's sake.
Man.
Exactly.
Blah. How about we talk about Harrison Ford? We haven't talked about him in a little while. How about we talk about him not in relation to Indiana Jones?
Okay. Are you going to talk about the Aliens movie?
I was going to talk about that,
Cowboy
but I wasn't
Aliens.
Going there first. But we'll go there first.
Okay.
I like the trailer. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, the Cowboys versus Aliens?
Cowboys versus Aliens.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks fucking great. Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, me too. Can I just
was
say this?
The first or second best trailer I saw with Harry Potter.
Can I just say this?
Sure.
Two things. One, about Harry Potter, I read the Marie Claire interview waiting in line for something.
How
of Emma Watson.
Yes.
She is hot as hell.
Yes, she is.
And she is just grown into such a lovely young lady.
Sure has.
According to the article. I say she's grown into a hot young lady.
Yes.
Who goes to Brown and just parties.
Good for
and,
her.
Like, studies and shit.
That's
and she
what
doesn't
she
know,
should do.
And doesn't know if she wants to do acting anymore. And she never has to work again. You know how much money she got for those fucking Potter movies?
A bajillion dollars.
$15 million a piece
yeah.
for the last two.
Okay.
So she
and
don't
she's got
have to
one
work.
More.
She don't got, no,
for, oh,
the last
for, the,
two,
for the last two.
A
okay.
piece for right. the last two. So $30 million for the right. last two. She don't got to work no more.
No.
I just love her. And she's like 20 or 21 now, whatever she is.
Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Love her.
Best Potter film since Azkaban, which was my personal favorite prior to this one.
Yeah, I liked it too.
So,
oh, yeah, you saw it eventually.
I did go see
even
it
though
eventually.
We hosted the premiere that you didn't stay for.
Well, I was so upset with Siobhan that evening.
Oh, yeah.
I had to wait and see it a different evening.
Let's not go there.
All right, back to Harrison Ford.
Yes, sir.
I have
oh,
like two more
oh,
things
so my
after
other,
Harrison Ford.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, my other comment. That was my first comment. Oh, Emma Watson is
right,
a
right.
gorgeous, gorgeous young girl.
Yes.
And the haircut and everything, it just works. She's just hot. My second comment was, Harrison Ford, are we all seeing it now that he has... Like the first stages of Alzheimer's disease?
Seemed a little crazy?
Are we all, not crazy, but he's all very slow and very kind of his eyes are wide and he's just kind of not really there a lot. Did you see him on Letterman?
I didn't see him on Letterman.
Okay, you should see him on Letterman because he's just not really there. And we all think it's like that he's putting on this, like he's kind of doing this character of like, I'm sort of the removed Harrison Ford and I kind of just speak when I want to speak. And no, it's stage one Alzheimer's disease, man.
All right.
I'm just saying. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, Harrison Ford and Anthony Hopkins are currently on the number one and number two spots for a Zombieland 2 cameo.
Uh-huh.
Something similar to probably the Bill Murray cameo in the first one.
Which I didn't see. So
you did not see the first Zombieland?
I've not seen Zombieland yet, no. Oh. I'm embarrassed, but I haven't seen it.
That is a good movie.
I've heard.
You need to watch that movie, very much so.
And Bill Murray was a zombie in it?
No.
All right, don't tell me that.
Yeah, you need
so
to.
So Harrison Ford and Sir Anthony.
Yeah, Sir Anthony.
Considering Hopkins. For the second one, okay.
And then the last thing I wanted to mention was, how about X-Men the First Class?
Yes.
Did you see that there were some posters that came out? Some character posters?
Real ones?
Yeah.
No.
And I don't. There were two. I don't remember who the second one. It might have been Emma Frost.
Did you pull them and mail them to me?
No, but I will.
I see.
Sorry.
And this would be why I didn't see them then,
right.
Wouldn't it, OG?
Well, I'm sorry. I thought maybe you were part of this little world we call geek culture.
Oh, I am. But, you know, I can't be in 12 places at once. I mean, you see something before me. Like, when you know when I see something and then I send it right away
right,
to
I
you?
Understand.
Okay, I'm just saying.
One of them, I believe, was, and I know I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this.
Well, you already butchered
yes,
pronunciation.
I did that intentionally, sir.
Oh, I see.
Azazel, he is the...
That bird dude?
In Marvel lore, he is the reddish demon that eventually falls in love with, quote-unquote, really just knocks up, Mystique, and is the father to Nightcrawler.
Okay.
I'm confused. Why... I'm confused and happy at the same time. I'm confused because I guess, technically speaking, continuity timeline-wise, he could be in First Class, which would then eventually lead to the Nightcrawler that we see in X2.
Okay.
But the reason I'm sort of kind of excited is that Alan Cummings was very vocal about wanting to return as Nightcrawler in the third X-Men film. And we all know that he was sacrificed to give us Blue Beast. You can only have one blue character in an X-Men film, apparently. So,
but in an Avatar film, they can all be blue.
Right. Well, what I'm wondering is if with the introduction of a character that is Nightcrawler's father, if maybe perhaps somewhere down the line, we'll see Nightcrawler appear in a film again.
No.
Total speculation. No one has said that. My own personal...
You would need an X-Men 4 for that to occur.
Right.
That's never going to happen.
Okay.
So, at least I can't see it
I'm
happening.
I don't know. It could happen. We've seen Stranger Things.
I've heard nothing regarding an X-Men movie that did not contain the title Wolverine.
No, because the two projects right now are First Class and Wolverine.
Exactly.
And Deadpool apparently is still on the burner somewhere.
Right.
But what happens when those two are done? Does the franchise die? I think the franchise only dies if both of those movie tanks.
I think
if both of those. Now remember,
the franchise dies when Wolverine isn't played by what's his name.
We may not have thought those movies were great,
right? Uh-huh.
But financially, all of the movies have done very well.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is that the franchise is far from dead, I think, at this point. And as long as they continue to make money, I think that we're going to continue to see X-Men films.
Okay.
Just putting it out there.
We'll see.
Just saying. And with that,
let's take our first break. This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 212. Relax, corn boy. Here it is. Everyone around you was. Attention, Geek Stuff listeners. Do you have a business, website, or other product or service that you would like to advertise on BigKev'sGeekStuff.com or the show Big Kev's Geek Stuff? Reach thousands and thousands of people each and every week for a low, low price.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers advertising prices for everybody's budget. For more information on these packages, check out BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising button.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the best geek exposure for your advertising dollar.
advertising space. No
one learns. Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care.
Hey, this is Jules Stay from Firefly.
Hey, this is Marina Baccarin from Firefly.
Hey, this is Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy and Firefly and Serenity and some other stuff, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you geek.
Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 212. Relax, corn boy. Here it is.
Geek Stuff, DVD news.
All right, DVDs out this week.
Fantasia.
Yeah, I very much want this.
Yeah.
This, I hesitated on this, whether or not I wanted it on Blu-ray.
Okay.
But
it's both of them.
And I've convinced myself that Fantasia 2000 alone warrants the Blu-ray up conversion. Because I'm not so sure that the Fantasia conversion is going to be much better than the DVD one they've done already.
I think it will.
But I think the 2000 one will be phenomenal.
I think.
And since Fantasia 2000 contains what could be my favorite Fantasia piece, second maybe Fantasia piece out of the two films, I have to have it in Blu-ray. So.
Okay, makes sense. I think it's a good deal getting both flicks in Blu-ray for one low, low price.
And we should say, of course, that if you don't have a Blu-ray player, that it was released again on regular DVD this week as well.
And both of them together in one pack, and really like $17 on regular DVD. DVD just continues to drop and drop and drop.
Well, that's because everything else continues to improve.
Well, that's true.
Also out this week, and I know this is the big get for you, Kev.
Oh, I thought it was Fantasia.
Twilight Saga Eclipse. Oh,
yes, the big get for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, the big get for you this week, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, starring Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my. So many failures. No, you
how
know
about
what?
Night and Day, starring Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God. I am only buying Fantasia this week, it would seem. Look, let me say this. As cheese as those Twilight movies are, I still want to see them. I'm not going to movies. Like, I didn't see Twilight in the theater, and I didn't see New Moon, and I'm not going to see Eclipse in the... clearly, because it's not in the theater anymore, but I'm not going to see Eclipse. Like, I didn't go to see it, but I'll see them as they come on cable/Netflix just to see them. I didn't think they were terrible, considering what they were. You know, I'm not a fan or anything, but, right. You know... I mean, they were as, you know, it's like any other werewolf and vampire movie. If you're a fan of the genre, you give it a shot. Like, I recently acquired, rather by accident, the that vampire movie with Willem Dafoe and...
Daybreakers?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Also out on DVD this week, speaking of vampire movies, Vampires Suck, the parody movie.
Yeah, I kind of had the notion, again, to see that one.
That one I might watch, like, on Netflix.
Exactly. I like the send-ups, but I'm not going to kill myself. Although the girl in it, I recall being...
Yes. Yes. Lovely.
Lovely.
Waking Sleeping Beauty. I wanted to see this when it came out. It's a documentary that kind of talks about what some would consider to be the best years in Disney. Like when all the big hits came out, Lion King, da 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 da.
Oh.
But also all the tumult that went on between everybody involved over it, Lasseter, Katzenberg, Roy Disney, who, you know, now deceased.
Right.
So it's kind of a documentary about that period in Disney history. But it got a lot of very good reviews, and you're a Disney fan, might be worth checking out.
Okay.
And Parks and Recreation season 2, I think, might be the last thing I wanted to mention. That's it.
Okay.
Geek Stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics.
Yes. I have one.
You do? Go ahead.
I have two.
Wow.
American Vampire, number 9, out on DVD this week.
Not reading it anymore.
Out this week.
Is that your other one?
No, that's not my other one, but I knew that was coming out.
Uh-huh.
No, my other one, which was, I think, supposed to be out this week, but maybe not. Maybe it was pushed to last week. Lady Mechanica, number 1.
Oh, you I think that's next week,
The steampunk?
Yeah.
Steampunk book? I read number 0. I liked it much.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested
visually
in
it. Visually, it was very nice. So
visually, it is very nice.
And I'm interested to see where they're going to go with it.
Yes.
But I think that's next week.
Okay.
I hope it is, because if it isn't, I missed it.
Right.
From our friends over at Dynamite, it's OG's favorite, Green Hornet Strikes by Brett Matthews. What is your problem?
I'm just tired. You know, I'll tell you my promise. I'm tired of the overabundance of Green Hornet titles. And every time I see the trailer, I just have less interest in the character overall.
Well, that's...
I know you keep saying the books are what's gonna good and the movie stuff, but the trailer just doesn't help me. It makes me hate the character.
Actually, of all the books, Green Hornet Strikes is the one that's kind of really doing it for me lately.
Okay.
That one's really good. So, thank God it's the end of Marvel Man's Family Finest.
Yippee.
Number 6 of 6. This, of course, is Marvel's cheaper-than-shit reproductions of some Marvel Man comics from way back in the day. This one reprints a bunch from the 50s. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Maybe I'll wait till it gets collected.
Yeah, hold your breath waiting. It's 5 stories taken from some of those comics way back in the day, recreated on newsprint, cheap-ass paper in black and white, yet the book still cost $4, $3.99.
I'm thinking the book's going to be like, it's going to be printed on glossy paper.
Just some,
but it's gonna
some
have,
sort
but it's
of...
gonna have a ring. It's gonna have one of those ring bindings. That's what the trade's gonna be like. It's gonna look like someone photocopied it at Earl's gas station, and they'll charge you $20 for it.
Absolutely terrible. Thankfully, it's the end, and I haven't heard about anything else coming. So
there it is.
Maybe thank God people have revolted against the fact that Marvel got this great property and did zip with it. Stupid fucking Joe. From DC, Doom Patrol number 17.
You're a big fan of the Doom Patrol.
I am. And you know what? You know what else? I think this book keeps getting better, but at the same time, I always feel like any day now it's going to be gone.
It's just waiting to die.
No, not for any particular reason. Like, it's not like, you know, they're moving it towards an end or something like that. It's not that at all. It's that here's a book that I think is being written and drawn very well. I like the way it's going. And usually that's the sign when the rug gets pulled out from under me.
So, right.
Batman 80-page giant 2010. It's a one-shot. It's a, what do you call it? An anthology of different stories. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 7 in here, 7 or so in here, different stories. Each one of them focuses on a different villain, it would seem. Joker, Riddler, Calendar Man, Killer Croc, Scarecrow, Two-Face, and Humpty Dumpty.
Okay.
Character I'm not altogether familiar with. But there it is. Check it out. Different writers, different artists contributing to this one. They all look really good. I'm excited to sit down and read it. And there it is. Batman 80-page giant number 1. In the trades and whatnot section this week, we have from our friends over at Dark Horse Comics, it's The Guild.
Now this is the collected, right?
This is, yes, volume 1 of The Guild collected, written by Felicia Day and Jim Rugg. Did Jim Rugg help her write this? Or is he the artist here? He is the artist. The artist is Jim Rugg, the script by Felicia Day, the creator of the and star of the series online. And so, yeah. So this actually, now tell me, OG, I didn't read this yet because I was waiting for the trade. Are we seeing both the in-game characters here and the out characters as well?
Is this the second Guild book that came out, or is this the origin story of Felicia becoming Codex?
I don't remember, sir, because I haven't read
it. I don't remember. It's been a little bit since I read it.
Okay.
But
actually,
it might be that
this
one.
Volume reprints 1 through 3 of the Dark Horse comic book series The Guild, as well as a short story from MySpace Dark Horse Presents number 27.
Okay.
So it's all the Guild stuff Dark Horse has done up till now.
Okay, so that must be the How She Becomes Codex book.
Right.
Then.
And they also have some sketch work and Other things in the back to check out. Yeah, it's a nice thing. If you're a fan of the Guild here, you're going to like it. There's also some other bonus material in the back. I don't want to give it away. If you're a Guild fan, you're going to want to check it out. That's all I'm saying about it. So there it is. Not expensive at all. Only going to run you $13, so check that out. Also from Dark Horse this week, the latest Star Wars Omnibus. This is Star Wars Omnibus Quinlan Vos, Jedi in Darkness. Now, if you don't know who Quinlan Vos is, he's a character who's been around for quite a while, and he's got so much stuff going on, I don't even know where to begin. He was a mind wipe amnesiac. He was a slave to the witches of Dathomir. He was a spy for the Republic. I mean, he's been all over the place. Through the Clone Wars and after and so on and so forth, all over the Star Wars universe. He's a great, yet mysterious, yet interesting character in the Star Wars universe who actually just made his way recently, I think in the last 2 weeks or so, made his way into the Clone Wars animated series.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so he's kicking around there as well. This omnibus reprints a whole bunch of stuff that stars Quinlan Vos. And, yeah, you can check it out. $25 is going to get you, what, over 132 pages of, I'm sorry, 500 plus
I was gonna say,
page volume.
132, that's...
What I meant to say was it includes 132 pages of previously uncollected stories that have not been seen in over a decade.
Wow, nice.
So there you go. That's what I meant to say. 500 pages in full color for $24.99. Marvel, take note. 500 pages in full color for $24.99.
I hear you.
I'm sorry. Just pisses me off.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Yeah.
Yes. Got any?
No, all you this week, big guy.
Okay. It's Star Wars, the official starships and vehicles collection. This is number 55. I don't know how the numbering works exactly, but this is the V-Wing.
Nice.
This ship is a clone pilot's space superiority fighter.
Okay.
So there you go. It's one of the more recently created ships. It kind of looks like a Jedi starfighter, the old pointy kind, not the newer Revenge of the Sith kind,
right,
where they kind of look more like X-Wings.
I feel you.
This is more like, you know, a little bit before that. It is also reminiscent of an A-Wing in its design. It's a generic, you know, it's just a generic ship. What's great about these vehicles collection is that you're getting a fully detailed miniature version of the ship. I believe it's die-cast. And it becomes in its own sort of display case with a backdrop in there. You also get the small magazine, has all the information you need about the ship inside, plus a billion other things as well. Great collection. These are, then we decided these were D'Agostini or something like that. D'Agostini. Yeah, they're from Europe.
Yes.
Yeah. So you should check those out. If you haven't, based on ones we've talked about before, this would be a good time to get on board and start checking those out. And also, we have the latest piece from our friends over at Triad Toys.
Ooh, Triad.
Yes, and it's actually from Dark Horse. It's Barb Wire.
Okay.
1/6 scale collectible figure of their character, Barb Wire.
Now, we had talked about Triad many times ago.
Many.
I guess it was with some of that original content, but
they did.
They put out some nice stuff.
Just don't call her babe.
Uh-huh.
I actually am one of the three people who liked the Barb Wire movie. I also really liked the Barb Wire comic when it first came out. So
really?
I would call myself. Yeah, you didn't like it?
No, I was never a huge fan.
Oh, I did. I thought it was interesting. And the movie I liked also, like I said, maybe I'm one of the few fans of the movie, but I thought it was pretty good. And now you have a 12-inch collectible figure of Barb Wire. made by the folks over at Triad Toys. Let's talk about what this includes, OG, shall we? It's the Triad Toys Alpha Female Action Figure Body, which we've talked about in the past.
Right.
Which is a terrifically articulated body. And her bosoms are full and firm.
Are where they belong for Pamela Anderson?
Yes, sir. Well, this is not, I don't think this is based on...
Is this not the movie version?
No, sir. I believe this based particularly on the comic book.
Oh, okay, because I know they have some entertainment licenses, right. So I thought perhaps
I don't
this
know.
Was...
No, I would say it's probably, there's no mention of that here, so I'm going to say it's based on the comic book incarnation, if you will.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on. Highly detailed head sculpt with Japanese sarin hair.
What does that mean exactly?
I think that's the hair they use on those Japanese dolls that are very popular.
Oh, okay.
The ball jointed dolls with everything looks so real, it's almost frightening. I think that's what it is here. And it is a really nicely done head sculpt. Also, a detailed leather choker collar.
Right.
Leather jacket with fully functional belts, pockets, inner lining, and frayed lace. Leather bodysuit, leather waist belt, leather pistol gun holster. Getting a trend.
I'm feeling this. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Pistol with functional slide and removable ammo.
Okay.
Nice effect. Ammo belt with removable rounds.
All right. Lots of accessories is what we're
going
for. Yeah,
a lot of accessories. Fishnet stockings. An AK-47 rifle with ATAC modular system weapons system, which includes a grenade launcher, scope, and removable ammo. Full metal handcuffs that are fully functional, can open, close, and lock.
Hey-o.
Yes. Yes. Pair of leather arm sleeves, which are awesome because they're kind of laced up on the sides. They're really interesting
looking.
Ooh,
that's like a toner thing.
Yeah, yeah. Three pair of hands, includes pistol hands, fists, and relaxed poses.
Okay.
Or V-hand, I think is the relaxed pose. Leather boots with magnets for use with Triad bullet time stands not included, which we've talked about in the past, are their metal type stands that you can use with the Triad pieces to interestingly pose them. You know, based on that whole bullet time theory where they're, you know, everything is slowed down.
Right, right.
You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think it's a terrific piece. I mean, detail wise and accessory wise, you got a lot of stuff going on there. And, yeah, now I'm not sure what the price point is on this one, OG, so I can't tell you. But I know that you can... check it out over at triadtoys.com. You can get more information and see more images on it over there, other than the ones we'll post in the gallery. Has a nice window display box, OG, with the accessories in one side.
Oh, I kind of like those accessories like that, and the kind of bubble.
That's
different.
Yeah, it is different. That's really cool. That's kind of there are a lot of people doing it that way these days. And figure looks really great, so check her out again over at triadtoys.com. And OG, I don't think I've ever asked you about whether you enjoyed the whole barbed wire phenomenon when it happened, the movie and so on and so forth. Do we ever talk about that?
Nah, I was never really a big fan of the whole
OG, I hate to interrupt you, but that, of course,
no, you don't. Don't lie.
The D&D music, and it must be time for our D&D update for the week.
Well, oodalala.
And to check out tonight's product or other fine products, you can go to D&D Insider. That's letter N, letter D, letter N, insider.com. Tonight's product is the latest in their Essentials line. Now, we've talked about the Essentials. Essentially, what they've done, no pun intended, is they've kind of boiled D&D down to the brass tacks. So if you've never played before, you played in the old days, and you want to hop back onto this fourth edition D&D, the Essentials is what you're going to be looking for. Because that's, like we said, that's kind of everything sort of boiled down. They're using this new sort of smaller digest size rule book.
I like that.
Yeah, where they're boiling things down. And what we're talking about tonight is the Monster Vault. Now, this is a box set. Going to run you $30, but let me tell you what you get inside. So you get the 320-page Book of Monsters.
That's a lot.
Yep, and it's a little digest thing. It has full-color illustrations pretty much for each monster, all the stats, all the statistics for the monsters covered within. And I don't know exactly what the number of monsters are, but there seem to be a ton of them in here, sir. So you can check that out. You also get Cairn of the Winter, I hope I'm saying that right, C-A-I-R-N, of the Winter King, a 32-page adventure featuring monsters in this box.
Nice.
Which is great. It's always great to have a little kind of springboardy sure. little thing that you can use.
You use it as a launching point.
Yes, sir. A double-sided fold-out battle map.
Nice.
Which is the way of things these days with the using the figures for movement and so on.
And then
and
you
so
take
forth.
The Shady Dragon in, you slide it right up next to it. Full layout.
There you go. Shady Dragon Inn actually did have one of those, didn't it? It did have a little play.
The cover of the Shady Dragon Inn.
Right.
The staples removed so that the inside would come out.
Right.
And you had the book. And then when you opened up the Shady Dragon Inn, it was the layout of the inn.
Was it hatched? Like cross-hatched?
Yeah, I believe that it was.
I don't remember, but
I believe
okay.
that it was.
You're the expert on that, not me. And it also comes with 10 sheets of die-cut monster tokens of all different types of monsters in here. So if you,
fancy.
For example, didn't have a, let's say you didn't have a figure of the monster, you can use one of these tokens.
Token.
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever you want to do. And that's 10 sheets of them in here. Literally hundreds of them. And those things, you know, when you get those token sheets, because I've got all these D&D books that I get, you know, I got all these tokens and tokens. You use them wherever. You don't have to limit yourself to just this.
Right.
Interchange, mix and match.
There you go.
Token party.
You can use them all over the place. And it looks like they are appropriately sized tokens based on the size of the creature.
Bitty tokens?
Little bitty.
Bitty creature. Right. So Toad and Frost Dragon. Two different size tokens.
And again, this is part of their Essentials line. This is their latest sort of push sort of system, if you will, using the 4th edition rules. They're really trying to get people on board by saying, look, you can hop right on with these essential products.
That's a pretty nice price for that thing, too.
I know. For $30, the book alone.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm screaming.
App and the tokens and everything else. Yeah, $30, that's going to make a great price tag for all the content you get inside. We've talked about some of these other things as well. The Rules Compendium, I think, is one we most recently talked about. And, and so once again, it's D&D Essentials Monster Vault, a horde of iconic creatures for any campaign. Going to run you about $30 to learn about this or other D&D products. Go to D&D Insider. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. And that is our D&D update for the week.
It's D&D. Warriors that terrify. It's D&D.
And with that, we will take our final break of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 212. Relax, Cornboy. Here it is. Hey, Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group. They do that show. There's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are in Montclair the first and third Saturdays of the month and in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Ooh, the lolly.
Yes. All shows are Saturday night at midnight. Uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
Love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7 and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there, I think, and some rice maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. the king of cult films live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
Hey, this is Frank Miller from Some Very Dark Place, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 212. Relax, corn boy. Here it is.
You better appreciate it. You knew how many takes this was.
213. We have now surpassed the episode number in takes for the wrapping of this show.
This would be a good time to preview Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the annual Begathon. Will be coming shortly.
Oh, God, we need a new computer. We're so desperate.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast?
In Dark Knight Rises rumors, Hugo Strange joining, or is the confirmed villain, rather, and Heath Ledger making a CGI cameo in the next film.
I think that will be debunked by the time this episode airs.
Likely. Dennis Leary joining the cast of the upcoming Spider-Man film as Captain Stacy, Gwen Stacy's father, and leaving the cast, the Spider Bulge. Also confirmed, Gore Verbinski moving forward with the Lone Ranger movie. And in Zombieland rumors this week, Harrison Ford and Anthony Hopkins as possible cameos, and X-Men First Class character posters featuring Emma Frost and Azazel. In DVDs this week, Fantasia 2000 out on DVD and Blu-ray. Also out on DVD and Blu-ray, Twilight Eclipse, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Vampires Suck, and Waking Sleeping Beauty.
In comics this week, we talked about American Vampire number 9 from DC. Also from DC, Doom Patrol 17, Batman 80-page Giant 2010. We also talked about, from Dynamite Entertainment, Green Hornet Strikes, number 5, I think, from Marvel, quote, Entertainment. It's the Marvel Man's Family Finest number 6, the end of that wretched series. And in trades this week, it's The Guild Volume 1 and Star Wars Omnibus Quinlan Vos, both of which are from Dark Horse Comics. In product tonight, we talked about the D'Agostini Star Wars Official Starships and Vehicles Collection B-Wing, great ship. Great piece to have in your collection. Also in product tonight from Triad Toys, it's the barbed wire 12-inch figure. Lots of great stuff happening with that, so check her out. And in our D&D update this week, it was the Monster Vault. Check that out over at D&D Insider. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com.
Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our podcast episodes.
As long as the computer holds out.
As long as it holds out. Hopefully you're hearing this, is what we're getting at, folks. All of our Studio Vs over there as well, including the most recent two, New York Comic Con Parts 1 and 2. Don't forget, if you'd like to leave us a voicemail so that you may be heard in a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff,
maybe,
you can do that, hopefully, at 425-920-6050. You can become a fan of the show over at Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. I'm just trying to get it out all as fast as possible in hopes that that means
okay.
It'll make it.
It's okay. Just relax. Remember last week? Positive.
Positive. Follow us at twitter.com at BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG. Leave us a review and subscribe to us on iTunes. Search for Geek Stuff in the iTunes Music Store. And, of course, don't forget Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the Sirius XM experience.
That's right. That's midnight on Saturdays, alternate Saturdays. Check that out over at Sirius 197 XM 202, The Virus.
And you're going to want to listen to this Saturday night's episode, assuming this gets up before then.
Right.
where we will reveal our Star Wars trilogy of contests.
Three big prizes for three exciting contests. You're going to want to participate, folks.
Uh-huh. So, yes, and with that, OG, I will end this podcast.
Will ya?
As we end all Big Kev's Geek Stuff podcasts by saying most of this stuff wouldn't have happened if Just Mike was here. Good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
I miss you so much.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.